ready to engage. 4, 3, 2, 1, engage.
Welcome to episode 57 of the Band of Gamers podcast. My name is Greylock3491, and this week I'm joined by DBQ Hams.
I am not living in a box.
Osiris Prime.
Hello, I'm back.
Zeus Adamus, who's not here yet, he's going to be here any minute. And a special guest, Stone Cold Reaper.
What's up?
Full house today.
Okay, guys.
Nice.
Well, you know the drill, right? Every week we talk about what we've been playing, and this week we're going to let our guest go first. Stone, what you been playing?
You sure you want to do that? Anyways, thank you, everyone, for the invite. Appreciate it. This week I've been playing these three games. One is Doom on the Xbox One. When it first came out, I finished the single story months ago, and I just a couple times now that not doing anything, I've got like a half hour, I'll go back in and play one of the story modes. It's fast, it's, you know, you don't have to think much, all you gotta do is just move around and just kill the bad guys, and it is pretty bloody, but it's nothing like Doom 3, so real good game. Also, I played this game called Rainbow Six Siege. Now, I have it on the Xbox and the PC, and for the guys who want to play or played Rainbow Six Vegas, when you played that game, you know, what played in Vegas stays in Vegas. This game is quite different than all the other the Vegas games. What it basically does is you have like a team deathmatch games and the terrorist hunt games, and basically you can play against the bots, because I'll play solo and go against the bots, and I'm up against either, you know, about 22 guys I start out with. They don't spawn. You remember in Vegas how they used to spawn right beside you, and you go, how'd that happen? You know, I just got killed. What the heck's going on? Where this game here is quite different. They're all spawn. You got to look at them. You find them. You shoot them. It's very, you have to be methodical. You have to, you know, peek around the corners. It's not your Call of Duty or Battlefield. It's basically a slow game, and I like it because I'm a slow kind of guy. And also, the third game I've been playing, I don't know if you, did you guys play Rainbow Six Siege at all? I don't think you guys have.
No.
It's, okay. The other game I played, I'm going to change this up a little bit, is I played a little bit of Unreal Tournament. It's free right now. It's in alpha form on the PC, and it's going to be a free-to-play game. Unfortunately, it's only going to be available on the PC, and it's a free download. So if you like the Unreal Tournament 3, you know, you can play against the bots and shoot people and such, and fun game. It hasn't crashed on me at all, so really fast game, and I think the guys who play the Unreal Tournament 3 or Unreal Tournament, what was it, 2004, I think will really, really enjoy it quite a bit. So that's the three games I've been playing. Prime, it looks like you're up next. What have you been playing?
One question before I mm-hmm. get into my games. For Rainbow Six Siege, I don't know if you ever played like the previous Rainbow Six games, like back on the PC. Can't remember what they were called exactly, but were they more kind of more like that, where it's kind of you have to like strategize and know what you're doing?
No, you have to know what you're doing, but you can strategize if you'd like. But there's three different there's, I think, normal mode, hard mode, and, you know, critical mode. There's three different modes to play. So I think what you have to look out for is when I play normal mode, you got 22 guys to go against, and two are like suicide bombers. And if you kill those suicide bombers, you're like, oh, thank God I got those guys out of the way. Now, you know, I might be okay. I might be able to clear this map out. But I never did play the Rainbow Six games previous to the Vegas, so I'm not sure how they played out. But I remember in the forums, you know, in the Alpha forums, guys were crying about, you know, they want us to be like Vegas 2, where we want to be able to hide behind cover, and how come there's no doors in this? You know, you guys are ruining the game. But right now, I know that Rainbow Six Siege, there's more people playing it right now than when the game got released. So that's something to say about the game.
Yeah. Really? On what platform, Stone Cold?
I'm on the Xbox One and the PC.
Okay. That's great. I mean, that's, you know, because this was, early December? Right? It was after Black Friday, but, you know, before the holiday?
Yeah, it was in the first week of December. And I've been playing it like on a weekly basis. I think I'm up to level 30 on the PC and level 20 on the Xbox One. But the maps are free also. When they announce a map or something, you know, the map is free, so no one gets excluded out of any of the maps. So that makes it pretty nice also. Maybe DICE could hear that and maybe do something with their game.
Yeah, right.
So is this the point where we give Gray a hard time for owning it but not playing it with you yet? Or...
Our times really don't match at all, because I've you know, unfortunately I'm in bed early about 10 o'clock, so
yeah. I usually get in bed when he's getting on. So we played launch week the Division together, because I was breaking all the rules, man. It was launch week. Oh, burn the midnight oil and have some fun. But after that, I had to start getting back to bed on time. Being an East Coast, early rising East Coaster, up at 4 a.m., I'm in bed early.
Yep, that'll do it. Before you go, Prime, can I ask one more question about Unreal? So, because it's, you know, it's kind of running on an older engine, is that something where it's going to basically run on any type of PC, so
it's on a new engine.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it is on their new Unreal engine, so it's in the alpha form. It looks pretty darn good. So I don't think it's that big of a download either. And you can play, play amongst friends, or you can play against the bots. So it's really, if I don't know what type of PC you're going to need. I know I'm gaming on a GTX 970, so
that should definitely do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm also on an ultra widescreen monitor.
Oh, nice!
Gives me 2560 by 1080. It's awesome.
Fun. Neat. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I'm back. I'm just trying to do some editing on the dock real quick. Sorry. Stop that. I can do more than one thing at once. Multitasking. So yeah, the three games that I have, I'm going to go a little different direction than I usually do, because I've been playing my usual Call of Duty and stuff like that, but there's a few games that I've played these last couple weeks that are different, at least the one. The first one, Valiant Hearts, The Great War. I get to a point sometimes where I just get like totally fed up with all the games I'm playing, and I just kind of go back to my back catalog and start playing something else. Or just something I haven't played at all. So I picked that one. That was like my next in line. I just kind of go down the list of, you know, from most recent that I have sorted. So I picked that one, and I just started playing it. It's kind of, I only played maybe the first, I can't even say really levels, because I didn't really see any breaks, like traditional breaks in the game. But just kind of the first like three or four like sections, I guess, if you want to call it. And I don't even know how to describe this game. I don't want to say point and click, because you can kind of control the guy like wherever you want to go, but there's like certain actions you got to do in the screen, you know, on the level and stuff like that. So it's definitely a different game that I've ever played before, or at least for in a while. So I played that, and then I played Titanfall 2 Tech Test, not this past weekend, but the first weekend, a couple weekends ago. So that was, I really enjoyed it. It was pretty much Titanfall to me. I mean, I didn't really see any major differences other than obviously there's new mechs and some new abilities here and there. Well, Well, you got something to say, Paul?
It felt totally different. It didn't feel like Titanfall. Ah! But, anyhow, keep playing. Keep talking. We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it. So, yeah, I was playing that, like I said, the first weekend it was live. I only played, that one night. I think it was maybe Saturday night. So maybe, I didn't get to see... I think there was only two modes that first weekend. I only played the one mode. I forgot what it was called. Something about bribing or bribe or something like that, where you kind of collect money or points, and then you got to deposit the money into these banks. And then there's another section where you kind of got to hold down, I guess. I'm not really sure. I was kind of confused a little at the beginning when I was playing it. But like I said, there was some differences, like I said, the mix and the powers you got. And I did like the grappling hook. That was a really cool ability that you were able to get now, or cool weapon add-on, whatever you want to call it. So it looked like you could customize things a little bit more this time, too, around. So that was cool. And then last game I've been playing, Elite Dangerous. Gray, I know you've been playing that. I was getting a little frustrated. I think I put that on the site today, actually. So I started off, what was it? Just this past weekend, I believe, or during the week, actually, last week, I picked it up. I've been playing, I don't know, maybe a couple hours, 3 hours at the most, I think, altogether. It's a really good game. Really, I'd say it's kind of a steep learning curve. You definitely have to go out and, watch some YouTube videos and, read up, which I didn't do at first, and I really had a lot of problems. So I went back and was watching some stuff just to control the ship. Basically, it's a space flight sim. So I had to go back and, look at YouTube videos to try to figure out what I was doing. And then it doesn't help that I have a couple of buttons flipped on my controller, so I was kind of getting confused on that. Then that was my fault, just because I have things switched around. But I finally got my ship going, and I did a few missions, and I got kind of caught now. Any mission I do now, basically, it's telling me I'm, out of fuel, or I don't have enough fuel, or something like that. So I think I'm going to get some help from a couple of the guys online, hopefully the next time I jump on. So, but other than that, that's all I did. And I did Twitch those first three or four gameplays. I did the last gameplay. I Twitched the last gameplay that I did, but I'm just going to skip that one because I was just stuck in the spaceport basically the whole time because I was trying to figure out what to do next. But hopefully, I'll get going on that and I'll be able to catch up with Gray and some of the other guys online. But other than that, that was it. DB, how about you?
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you some questions about Titanfall.
All right.
So you were playing the bounty hunt mode, where you got to kill bots, and you're cashing it. Stone Cold, it almost feels like blood money in Battlefield Hardline, where you've got, instead of getting something from a bank, you're pulling it from killing kind of bots, and that, the downside is when you get killed, you lose half your money, and you got to get back to a certain spot on the map. And just like in Battlefield Hardline with blood money, you could have certain people who are camping around where that vault is to try to, steal somebody else's money or snipe them before they can deposit it. So it adds a kind of a neat dynamic to it, and you throw in some giant mechs in there, and it does kind of mix it up. So you didn't get a chance to play in the most recent, this past weekend?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. I didn't have time, no.
Okay. So I'll start with that in terms of what I was playing. So I played some on Saturday and then on Sunday, and it feels different, So last week on the podcast, I talked about how it certainly feels different than Titanfall 1, and even during the alpha last week, it felt different from Friday night and Saturday morning than it did to Saturday night and Sunday when Respawn added another patch in and kind of tweaked some things. And so they did make some changes this past week with Titanfall 2. There's a timer. In original Titanfall, there was a timer in terms of your Titan meter and that it would automatically keep filling. Last week, there wasn't any automatic filling. It was much more like a kill streak, and so it was, you needed to either do certain objectives or get certain kills, and that would increase the meter. Now they've added a slight tick to it, so it takes, looking on threads, it takes about 6 to 8 minutes for it to fill if you're not doing anything, but there's a lot of things that you can be doing, right? So you can be helping Cap points or banking things in that bounty hunt mode. So here's a fun story, right? This is a neat thing about a game like Titanfall is you can tell these little stories. So one of the new mechanics in it is that the Titans now have a battery. So in the original Titanfall, you could rodeo on top and, like, you know, break out your pistol and shoot into the back of the Titan, which was always kind of this